This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have told you guys for some time that the Democrats are not, they tip their hand. If you know what to look for, you know how they tip their hand. And they are struggling right now because they don't have a great white hope. They don't have a great female hope. They don't have a great black hope. Their dream has been devastated. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I've talked about this in depth. Because I want you to understand the level of desperation. I remember thinking, I forget how long ago it was, but it wasn't a few years back. I said the Democrats have sunk as low as they can sink. And I think it was around the time that maybe the second year of Obama's presidency where this guy was just, he'd gone from rock star status to turd in 2 years. I mean, he was a sellout. Remember when this dude... When it's on his first European trip, 200,000, 300,000 people. His audience has dwarfed Donald Trump, domestic and abroad. I'm talking domestically, this dude could fill a soccer stadium. 40, 50,000 people clamoring to see baby black Jesus. Goes overseas. Throngs and throngs of Europeans, every country he visited, they wanted to see the shiny black object. And he out there milking it, apologizing on behalf of America, kissing Saudi hands, you name it, telling people we've made our mistakes and we're going to fix them and he's going to fundamentally change us and all this other stuff. By year two of his presidency, people, black folks were wondering, did we screw up? Yeah, you did. White people who were, the enablers, sympathists, what am I trying to say? You know, they were sympathetic to, oh, let's have our first black president. It'll make things so much better. They were going, oh, God, what did we do? And only the most hardcore Democrats were trying to stick with this clown. But that was Barack Obama. And I remember thinking at the time, boy, the Democrats can't sink any lower. Because Obama was focused on Obamacare. He was screwing up at every turn. He was the village idiot and continues to be, just for the record. Because he's now on the same tour. He's going around the world. Oh, United States and our gun laws, and United States and our taxes, and United States and how we treat poor people, United States. He's like an alcoholic for socialism. The minute somebody brings up, you got some more of that, can I get a swig of that right there? Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, we'll work for socialism. So anyway, when I'm reflecting back on that, I was like, boy, that was the lowest I thought they could get. Then they re-upped on him. And first of all, we kicked their butts in 2010, as you guys know. And Obama was apologizing. I guess, I got a shellacking. And he didn't shift gears. It didn't last long. So he started building his database, plotting how he could stay in power long after he left. He just shook it off. They re-voted him in on muscle memory and cheating. And luckily for them, in 2008 and 2012, we had horrible candidates, McCain and then Romney. Admit it. We can all admit it in retrospect. We all support, I mean, most of us supported those two clowns. T-Rex McCain. What do they call him? The Maverick. Anyway, they supported him. We supported him. I did. I'll admit it. If you won't, I'll admit it. And then I'll admit it for you. So we supported these clowns. Barack Obama gets back in, continues down a path of destruction, but luckily for him, the $8 trillion plus, almost $9 trillion he printed, kept the economy afloat. But what did it do? It led to Donald Trump. Now I can take you back through all the Trump stuff. them. Donald Trump flirting with the idea, people laughing at him, including me, going, come on, Donald, another publicity stunt. You don't need it. Him ascending, descending, I should say, the escalator with the beautiful Melania saying, I'm running. And then he runs for office, and he wins. The Democrats wanted him. They wanted him. They handpicked Donald Trump because he was the most easy to beat in their eyes. I think in many of our eyes, too, we thought, man, Trump is not a politician. He's not going to make it. But let me tell you, you first adopters, you early adopters, what we call you, that said, went with Trump, you were all in. I talked to Robert Davi about it. He was like, Kev, I knew from the beginning that Donald Trump was going to do it, and that was where I went. I was like, Robert, come here, man. Let me give you a shug. You were on it. So we get Trump. And then we reverse it now. Remember, Trump ran against a bunch of different people, but we had really good qualified people. Now, who do the Democrats have? I really want you to ponder this. Who do the Democrats have? It's an interesting thing to think about because the two leaders are the two oldest guys on the ticket, Biden and Bernie Sanders, well into their 70s, low energy. One's an avowed socialist, called Democrat socialist, socialist independent, and he is one of the leaders of the ticket. They got a fake Indian leading the ticket. They got a chick that slept her way to the top. They got Spartacus. People you don't even know. They are in complete and utter disarray, and I will prove it to you this hour that the Democrats don't even know. They don't know what direction to look. And it's all because of Trump. And I don't mean it in the sense that Trump is directing the course for them. I'm saying they want to mirror what Trump did, and they can't do it. And I'm going to even explain why they're struggling with this, because, and I'm going to tip my hand here and tell you that it's because Trump is a rock star. He's a real rock star. Trump was getting audiences of 10, 15,000. Now Donald Trump, if he wants to, in any city, he can get 25, 30, sometimes 40,000 people to come see him. If people believe that it's easy to get in, it's not going to be a problem, Donald Trump can fill the stadiums like Barack Obama did. And I even predict Donald Trump can do that overseas. That's right. But what I want to prove to you, and I'm going to do my best this hour to explain all this, is the Democrats are looking at their assortment of candidates, and they're going, you know what, we got 20-something candidates, but we have no candidates. Every one of their candidates is struggling mightily. There's not one of them that people go, oh, no, their campaign's going really well. Now, you could say, Kevin, it's early on. We don't really know. You know, it's still got to shake out. Trust me. They're going to get behind somebody eventually, but they don't even know where to put their faith. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Told you so. That's how I'm going to start this segment. Now, I began the hour by talking about how big a disarray the Democrats are in. And I explained it from the standpoint of what they've been wishing for all this time. They wished for Donald Trump. Okay? And Donald Trump beat 16 or whatever number of other people. They wished for Donald Trump. They got him. And then they went on the attack. They did everything they possibly could. Barack Obama weaponized the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, MI6. He enlisted the support of MI6 in Britain to go after Trump. Then the media, complicit, they joined in, the DNC, everybody, in trying to torpedo Donald Trump, and they could not beat him. So he becomes president. So then they say, well, we'll continue the coup and the plot, etc. But more importantly, we're going to poo-poo on everything he tries to do. And we're going to make sure he has the worst 2 years ever. And you know what Donald Trump went and did? As my grandmother said, up jumped the devil. Donald Trump went and performed like a rock star. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And since we said rock star, what better time than to introduce the show? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Is Kevin Jackson saying he's a rock star? Well, Kevin Jackson's talking about himself in third person. I think that speaks for itself. I'm no rock star. I'm just an ordinary person with an extraordinary superpower. You guys that have listened to the program for a while know what my superpower is, but I shall explain it to the layman. My superpower is a superpower of common sense. That's right. Born on the backs of logic and reasoning. That's right. I was formed in a forge. That's right. They melted down these galactic metals and made me. I will never die. Oh, man. So what are we doing? We're just reasoning our way to what's going on with these stinking Democrats. They got Trump. Trump is now 2 years, I mean, he's now in his third year, but I'm just comparing the 2 years because that was a critical period for the people that were the black baby Jesus worshipers. The critical period was that first 2 years where the economy, but at this point, Barack Obama had lost 5 million jobs, unemployment through the roof. He was going to save it all. Black people were still complaining. As my grandmother would say, they had a ham under each arm and were still asking for bread. And Barack Obama hadn't solved anybody's problems. He hadn't even figured out what he wanted to work on. What did he ultimately do? Barack Obama ushered into America radical terrorism, Muslim terrorism, and radical LGBT agenda. That's what he accomplished in his 8 years as presidency. As a president, we have two radical groups running around underprivileged in every way, LGBT and Muslim. And I just want you to understand the dichotomy of gay-hating Muslims is who Barack Obama promoted, and Muslims. I mean, and gays. Gay haters and people that if they're smart, they will look at the religion of Islam and go, you know what? This doesn't really work. So even in the thing that Barack Obama worked on, the things that he put the most effort in, they ultimately must clash. That is leftism. I just want to explain it. But anyway, let's segue. So Donald Trump's 2 years in the office, best 2 years is probably in the modern era as president. I mean, superseded Reagan. The dude created millions of jobs in his first 2 years. Brought back manufacturing jobs, which Obama said couldn't happen, raised the GDP, raised the consumer price index, the consumer likability index, you know, people happy, the happy index, right? Made job mobility something that's back, raised the average price of wages, etc. You couldn't ask for a better record, and he did it while being completely under fire. I want you to imagine, this is a dude cooking a gourmet meal while he's fighting five dudes simultaneously in the kitchen. He's got five little Asians with hatchets coming at him. And Donald Trump, almost pulled the microphone out. Donald Trump is cooking you a gourmet meal, beating up these kung fu masters. And then at the end of it, they're all laying on the ground and he's like, dinner is served. That's the equivalent of what this man has accomplished. Under fire for Democrats for being nothing more than successful, for doing nothing more than beating them at their own game. I want you to have the backdrop of what I'm about to tell you, because I'm explaining to you that the Democrats are in massive trouble. They know this. And it's only getting worse, because the more they realize how much trouble they're in, the worse it. They're sitting there going, "What are we going to do? They're panicking. You know, it's like they said in Trading Places. They're out there panicking. They're, sell, sell, sell. He's like, "No, wait. Let's wait on these pork bellies." If you remember Eddie Murphy's role in that movie Trading Places, that's what they're doing. They're panicking, and then eventually, the market shifts, and the market has shifted. Donald Trump is now the safest bet in Vegas. He's the safest bet
for all the capitalists out there, the big money people. He is the safest bet for your portfolio. He's the safest bet for your job. He's the safest bet for the security of your family. He has shifted the gears, and this has the Democrats in disarray. Want to know why? Because Democrats live in chaos. They live in it. Donald Trump organizes, and that is the worst thing that can happen for them. So his ability to take all these different things, foreign policy, domestic policy, race relations, women, Latinos, whatever special interest you are, and galvanize them around something, has brought organization to what was formerly their chaos. So what happens is they must become more chaotic. See, they don't see the logic as good. They see the more logical things behave, the more on their side, they become more chaotic. So I want you to look at, just have fun with this. Look at any of the candidates, look at the issues that they have, and ask yourself, how does it jive? So Kamala Harris and Warren are all about women, supposedly, right? But are they really? Kamala Harris sleeps her way to the top. Elizabeth Warren fakes her way to the top. Gillibrand, who was probably had one of the highest NRA ratings, she gets called out because I'm talking about called out by lefties because she was pro NRA when she was in one representing one district inside of New York. But when she became a senator, she's anti NRA because that became the bigger picture for the left. So they're going, which are you? And she couldn't answer the question. I don't know if you just Google the Google that that thing and you'll get it. I'm not going to look for it. They are walking, talking contradictions. They're struggling. And when we come back, I want to show you them being called out. The former poster childs of Democrats being called out. Chuck Todd calling out O'Rourke. CNN mocking Joe Biden. And you'll see why I predicted what I've predicted about the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Discussions over tariffs set to be imposed on Mexican imports are continuing on Friday. Now, the president is saying those meetings are going well, but if they don't, the president is threatening to impose tariffs as soon as Monday unless Mexico stops the flow of illegal aliens crossing into the United States from Mexico. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this."
A Queens man who allegedly showed interest in attacking Times Square is facing federal firearms charges. Prosecutors are saying the man attempted to knowingly buy defaced guns that had serial numbers scratched off, but he didn't realize he was speaking to undercover law enforcement, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to get more into some of the other people and some of the comments they've made and how their political careers are just going downhill. All the people that relied on the presidency to uplift their careers are finding out it isn't like that. I talked earlier about Kamala Harris sleeping her way to the top. Remember the Jussie Smollett incident where she was standing behind Jussie and it was a tragedy and a travesty that he would be attacked in Chicago. Then it blows up in their faces and she says nothing. She got called out on it. But where's her campaign? Where's Yang? Yang is a multimillionaire, maybe he's a billionaire. Where's his campaign? And Swalwell. People, the Democrats in this race look like buffoons. I mean, go back and look at the people who ran against Donald Trump. Steel sharpens steel. And they made Trump work for it, and he did. He fought his way in that gladiator arena, and he won. And the Democrats don't have any gladiators. They got a bunch of cream puffs. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. But I made a prediction. I made a prediction that Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' nominee. And I bet there were many of you out there going, "Kevin, you must be crazy, man. He's leading like crazy. He's leading." And I was like, "Okay, great. I get it. I understand everything you're being told. I understand everything you're being sold." Because a sell is being made. Joe Biden, shoe-in, blah, blah, blah. Remember Jeb Bush? Remember he was the shoe-in for the Republicans. Jeb Bush has already raised $100 million. Who's going to be able to overcome that? And Jeb Bush squandered $100 million. It up and disappeared like a fart in the wind. So the only difference with the Democrats is they don't have a great white hope. They don't have a great black hope. They don't have a great women hope. They don't have a great gay hope. They have no great nothing hope. They don't have a Trump. And I'll get into that in a second. But I made the prediction about Joe Biden. And people writing to me, "Kevin, who do you think? I mean, come on. Who do you think it's going to be?" I don't know. I really don't. The other day I said, I'm going to guess Buttigieg. I think they want to run. I think Buttigieg is going to set up to be the Dukakis for George H.W. Bush. And I believe that he's setting up to be the Mondale for Reagan. He's just going to come out of the blue. And the reason is they don't have anybody. They got nothing. At the time when Dukakis ended up getting the nomination, just FYI, a guy named Gary Hart was going to get it. Good-looking guy, but he was a philanderer. Dude was messing around publicly. and it ruined his career. And maybe he would have been, maybe he probably would have won. I don't know. Maybe he would have beaten whoever he's going to run, H.W. Bush. But he didn't. Anyway, let me just stay in the modern times. So that, it'll probably be Buttigieg. There's nobody good enough on their ticket. So why not the millennial governor a millennial mayor of a little city in Indianapolis? Why shouldn't he be president? Because he's not going to make it. You can look at the polling and all that, but I want to focus. I'm the one jumping around, but you keep making me, audience. I want to focus on what I told you about Biden. I told you Biden would be attacked for his record or lack thereof. I mean, Biden's record is a record of lying, a record of plagiarism, a record of being a hanger-on, a record of trying to look the part of a smart man, knowing that he's a buffoon. You might as well put a baboon in a suit and send him out with Barack Obama, because then you'd have two baboons in suits. Oh, he made a monkey reference to a black guy. Hey, it's okay. It's okay, affiliates and radio stations. Kevin Jackson is authentically black. He can make simian references to Barack Obama with impunity. Anyway, immunity, I should say. So we've got Biden, who is a seriously flawed candidate. And you want to know why? His number one calling card is he was vice president for Barack Obama. Now, in the old days, that might have been okay. I don't know, running in 2016, I don't think it would have helped him, but maybe somebody would have lived on the muscle memory of what they want to believe about Barack Obama. But in the new days, where Donald Trump has destroyed, rightfully so, the legacy of Barack Obama, you can't run on that. So Biden's number one calling card is gone. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. So what's he got? He's got his record as a senator. Have you looked at this? The dude, he's Hillary Clinton on steroids when it comes to putting black people in prison. He's creepy. He's sleepy. He's even criticized people for being too old. When Biden was 29, he was criticizing a 59-year-old for being too old. Now Biden is 77. He's 18 years past what he was criticizing somebody else. And it's showing. So you have that. But Biden's also, the thing that got me, for those of you wondering, Kevin, how did you know? What tipped you off? Well, lots of things. Biden's not qualified to be president is the first thing, and the level of desperation that the Democrats are showing. That, you know, you're begging a guy to come in who's Biden, for all intents and purposes, should be spending time with his grandkids. He got to the number two position in America, and he's still running. You know, still trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. Anyway, here's a clip I want you to hear.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But you know, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, the rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But That would not fly as much. But he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's
Twitter.
Okay.
I know, you're just telling what they said.
Right.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching.
That's
so
right.
You cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So the media continues to dig up, dredge up Joe Biden, his past. They're not attacking Biden. They're explaining that Biden is a liar. He's a plagiarizer and a liar. And what he's doing is he's doing this stuff for political expediency. Biden says that because it plays well. He doesn't even care that it's a lie. He's like, you know what? Most people aren't going to catch it. They're going to think I'm a proponent of civil rights. Now, I want you to juxtapose that to the notion that Biden was one of the sponsors of this criminal justice reform bill that sent blacks to prison in droves. The very thing that made blacks leave Hillary Clinton. I want you to put those two things together and tell me that Joe Biden's going to win the black vote. Do you think in a debate that Donald Trump won't talk about Biden's civil rights record and know all about it and be able to expose it? You starting to get the picture? Okay. Here's the deal. If Joe Biden is the front runner, and you know how the media works, somebody explain to me, how does the front runner end up under attack? Barack Obama, at this point in an election cycle in 2008, do you believe that the media would be attacking him like this? Dredging up all the things that he did or didn't do, talking about life. Barack Obama was the worst person that could be elected. He had no experience. He had a sketchy record on all kinds of stuff. He'd done a crooked deal to buy to get his home with a guy who was in prison at the time. He had there were so many places to dissect Obama to get rid of him, and they didn't do it. And you want to know why? You already know why. He was the chosen one. Nobody wanted to mess with Obama, but they are messing with Biden. This is probably, I don't know, the third, in my opinion, major attack on Joe Biden. I talked the other day about Buttigieg, and he alluded to Biden's age. Don't think that's going to go away. Don't think the creepy stuff is going to go away. And don't think the sleepy stuff is going to go away. They're going after Biden. They're eating their
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden helped his son get a heck of a deal from the Russians, millions of dollars, and he threatened the Ukraine government officials essentially with the United States Treasury. Says, we'd give you $1 billion or whatever, maybe billions of dollars. How dare you investigate my son? And Biden openly admits that he shut down this investigation. Don't think it's going away, folks. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. My contention is that the Democrats are taking their front runner, and he's under fire. Not us. It isn't Fox News doing some big expose of Biden. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. There are people high within the party of the Democrats, very powerful people who don't want Joe Biden to be the candidate. And by the way, I don't blame them. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You guys ask me, Kevin, who do you think the Democrats are going to pick? Well, I would ask you, who do you think the Democrats are going to pick? Send me a note on Facebook. Send me a note on Twitter, at Kevin Jackson TBS on Twitter, on Facebook, the Black Sphere. Send me a note. Tell me who you think is going to be the Democrats' candidate, because I've already said it. The Democrat who can beat Donald Trump has not been born yet. That's bad news for the Democrats. I talked about, look at the polling. I need to give you these reminders because I feel like I'm bolstering your spirit a bit. But Donald Trump is polling at 54% in terms of where the economy is going or something. I can't remember the details. 71% of people believe this is the best time they've ever had for getting a job. Barack Obama never got higher than 45%. Trump keeps breaking the record on that. People can get jobs. I told you guys of a personal situation where somebody near and dear to me was looking for a job for 2 years, finally got the actual job that she wanted. And it took 2 years. It wasn't going to happen unless it was done in this time of Donald Trump. Now, what's my contention? My contention is the Democrats are struggling because they have nobody that can beat Trump. They've looked at the landscape of things and said the only way we can beat him is to impeach him, because we couldn't get him with Mueller, who's running and hiding. Everybody involved in the Mueller situation is running and hiding. I even heard James Clapper, try to backtrack on comments he made because he's trying to feather his nest. He's looking for a pardon. There's finger pointing going on about who came up with the ruse to try to get Donald Trump, because you know why? Things have blown up in D.C., and I don't mean blown up in a good way. They've blown up in the faces of the Democrats. So what do we have? We have other candidates being challenged. O'Rourke was supposed to be an up-and-comer, a mover and a shaker. He's nowhere to be seen now, but I want you to hear this interview with Chuck Todd as he calls out O'Rourke on his record.
So your pitch is you can run a better campaign. But I guess the other question is, how is it that you're uniquely qualified to depolarize the country?
Well, I think my service in Congress every single day for 6 years in the minority, able to work with Republicans and Democrats alike to expand mental health care access for veterans, protect public lands, work on the U.S.-Mexico border to address legitimate security issues while facilitating trade and travel.
In fairness, I mean, your 6 years in Congress were among the most contentious until now between a Republican Congress and President Obama. You served during a very contentious period between those two. There aren't a lot of things that you could say you got done, in fairness, right?
No, I'd argue the point with you, Chuck. Being able to connect veterans returning from service to this country after they'd put their lives on the line for us with the mental health care that they need to be able to get back on their feet and continue with their lives in their communities is one of the most important things that I could have been associated with, one of my proudest accomplishments. Being able to do that in the minority with a Republican-controlled Congress shows that we will stop at nothing, work with anyone, anytime, anywhere, to serve those who put us into these positions of public trust.
You're welcome for me saving you from the rest of that. It was just drivel. It was drivel. But what was most interesting about it was Chuck Todd going, wait a minute. Now, this is the party that thought Michael Avenatti was going to be, these are the people, these pundits, who thought Michael Avenatti would be a good person to challenge Trump. Because, as Avenatti said, you got to have somebody that's willing to fight, man. So now they're questioning O'Rourke. Beto, the guy who almost beat Ted Cruz And here's Chuck Todd calling this guy saying, what did you do in Congress? Now, he's not just blaming Aurora. He's saying, you were in a Congress that essentially did nothing. But I want you to understand, this is a lefty, solid leftist, Chuck Todd, MSNBC, calling out a poster child for everything that is leftist. I mean, a slacker, a drugger, a grifter, get everything handed to him, silver spoon kid, whose parents were nothing more than scumbags, I mean, themselves. And he's fine. He's the Democrats' perfect candidate. He's a perfect Democrat. He's got the pedigree. And here's Chuck Todd going, hold on a second. But here's what, and I love how he said, he says, how do you think you can depolarize the country? And what does O'Rourke say? Well, I can work with the situation at the border, because that's obviously highly polarizing. Yeah, that's polarizing. Yeah. What are you going to do besides say, we're going to open the borders? Because that's his stance, open borders. He's for illegals. Then what does he say he did? He worked on supporting the mental health of veterans. Barack Obama had veterans dying on waiting lists. During the time of Robert O'Rourke, veterans were dying on waiting lists. And this clown says they solved the problem. One person fired during the Obama administration of any significance, Robert Shinseki, was the only person fired, and he wasn't even the real guy. He took over for somebody else. So Barack Obama does a symbolic firing of the head of the Veterans Association because veterans were dying on waiting lists. Shinseki gets a golden parachute. He has got to be laughing all the way to the bank because he comes in, takes over a department, takes the bullet. They say, here's your golden parachute. He says, fine, blame me. And everything's hunky-dory. And O'Rourke says, look at what we did for our veterans. Meanwhile, 2 years or X number of years later, Donald Trump is president. 4,400 people have been fired from the Veterans Administration because of what they did to the veterans. Now, in order to accomplish that, Trump had to change some of the laws and the ways that we get to fire federal employees because they could hang around and we stay on payroll, still get their pensions. So he changed the laws in order to be able to go in there and clean house, and he's done it. Now, has he done enough? No. You can't do enough for the people that supported us. But at least he did something. This clown wants to take credit for that. I would love to just hear all of these different interviews of every one of these candidates telling you what they've done and what you're going to see. And here's what I'm going to tell you, what you want to look for in the media. You want to see who they soft shoe, who gets the soft questions. And that's why when people ask me now, Kevin, who do you think's going to win for the Democrats? I say Buttigieg. Because Buttigieg is being allowed to just sort of say what he needs to say. Now, I don't know, you can analyze it and figure out for yourself, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Bernie Sanders, he's, spoiled milk. Bernie can go talking about all the different things he wants to talk about. He's burnt toast. Elizabeth Warren, who's now come out with some new thing that she was, I think even Tucker Carlson says, I like her financial plan. Fine. Let it be her. Maybe it will be. It'll come down to Buttigieg, but I don't know who all the people are. I swear I don't. Cory Booker hasn't even been mentioned in ages. This is a senator who smirked during the time of Kavanaugh. Spartacus, angry black man, dating, some Hollywood starlet who I guess he thought that was going to help humanize his campaign or something. That backfired. Misfired. It did nothing. So what's he got? Who else? Gillibrand? Swalwell? I'm saying, give me the candidate that you go, boy, this person's gaining traction. And meanwhile, you know what Donald Trump is doing? His job. Steady, steady, steady. He's got it down. Anyway, hope that gives you some clarity. These people are attacking their own, and it's fun to watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.